Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, today's guest is the trailblazing Cherie Rivas, who is a total health synergist who exquisitely applies psychology and personal training together with her current studies in nutritional medicine. This combination is to ignite the spark and fuel the fire of chronically overburdened women who long to reinvigorate their vitality, confidence, and strength, to illuminate, burn brightly, and set their own paths ablaze. Winner of a prestigious International Women's Day Award, blog contributor, and reformed self-confessed yo-yo dieter, Cherie has developed and delivers a suite of programs focused on revamping the physical and emotional well-being of women through the three pillars of her coaching philosophy: fitness, food, and fortitude. So learn from Cherie's journey of personal health and lifestyle struggles to being able to turn her life around and holistically help her clients. Also, listen out for Cherie's favourite book and why. Hi Cherie, welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi Leanne, how are you? It's great to be here.
Good, good. I'm so excited that we can share your story with everyone today.
Thank you. I'm really glad that I can share it with everyone.
All right, so let's get started. So can you tell everyone where you are now, what's actually happening for you right now?
Okay, Leanne, I actually feel probably for the first time in my life that I'm at the exact point in my life that I'm supposed to be at this point in time. So about 10 months ago, I took a massive leap of faith and I did away with the full-time employment and I jumped into running my own small business. So I'm tertiary qualified in psychology and I'm also a registered personal trainer and I'm also currently studying nutritional medicine. So I decided to package all of those skills together and start out in my own business.
So to get to this point now, like you said, it was 10 months ago, but where have you actually been? What's your story?
So in a previous lifetime, I was actually working in senior management positions, both in the local government industry, and I also worked in the vocational education sector as well. So my roles were primarily involved in human resources and workplace health and safety, quality management, project management, funding contract management. So they were all roles that were very structured, very compliance driven, you know, dotting I's, crossing T's, all of those sorts of things. And very, very driven by, you know, the achievement of KPIs and budgets and all of those sorts of things, very deadline driven. So that's sort of more my professional background. From a personal perspective, I'm one of those women who has always had major struggles with my weight, just basically making really poor lifestyle choices. So lifestyle-wise, it basically got to a point where I just realised I couldn't continue on making those poor lifestyle choices. I couldn't continue on with the yo-yo dieting and the extreme exercising, you know, whenever I was going through those kinds of healthy phases, which really weren't all that healthy at all. So that personal history as well as my professional history has ultimately formed a really good foundation for me to now embark upon my own business. So I've really been working at growing my business and I'm having an amazing time growing my business and being able to share not only, you know, a lot of the experiences from my professional background, but obviously from my own personal experiences and my own personal health and lifestyle struggles, that enables me to really support my clients in the business that I'm now growing.
So what, it's a big difference, isn't it? Like from going from that job where you're sitting down in front of the computer all day and that, and trying to have the healthy lifestyle, isn't it? And so now you're in your own business, you can, it's your lifestyle, isn't it? It's your life being healthy.
It is. And I think, you know, when you do have your own business, you're not confined by the rules and the regulations of your employer. You have the freedom and the capacity to be who you are in your own business. And I find that that is one of the most rewarding aspects of being in your own business, is that you can be who you are.
Yeah, definitely. So was an actual tipping point for change? Did something happen?
In terms of turning my lifestyle around, the tipping point for me was about 6 years ago when I had my little boy. So when I was 38, I started a little bit late in life. When I was 38, I found out that I was pregnant, and it wasn't something that I had actually planned. So it was a little bit of a surprise, a little bit of a shock. And you know, having been, you know, somebody who was very, very career focused, very, very, very much a workaholic, I very much had the work hard, play hard kind of a lifestyle. So I, you know, slogged myself at work, and then after work, I would do the same life, you know, lifestyle wise, you know, extreme and reckless partying in my spare time, because I had nobody to look after other than myself. So then all of a sudden I find myself in a situation where, I now have this new little life that I am now responsible for. And I knew right from the beginning that I was going to be doing it as a single mum. So it was a major wake-up call for me, because not only did I have this new life that I was responsible for, it was a real wake-up call for me in terms of my own health and my own future. And all of a sudden I realized that in order for me to be the best mum that I could be, I needed to look after myself. I needed to look after my health, and I didn't want to be one of those parents, I guess, watching from the sidelines. I wanted to be a parent who could be actively involved and engaged in the life of my future child that was, you know, on the way. And I realized that I wanted to be a fit and healthy parent who could, you know, run around in the backyard with my child. And so, basically, from that point on, things just kind of really clicked in my own head, and I pretty much haven't looked back since that point. I've been, yeah, able to effectively manage my lifestyle and, yeah, be fit and healthy and active and model those behaviors for my little boy. And yeah, we're having a great life together.
Oh, awesome. I love that. Along the way, I guess that everyone has challenges in that. Did you have any challenges that made you feel like you wanted to throw in the towel with it, to do with your personal and health and all your business, or both?
Look, I have to be absolutely honest and say I have never felt like throwing in the towel. Yes, of course, there's been challenges. I mean, when you step out of the, I guess, the security of full-time employment, and you take that massive leap of faith into running your own business, yes, there are hardships financially. You know, when you're working as, you know, a personal trainer, giving nutritional guidance and helping with that whole mindset approach, when you're working with clients in that kind of capacity, the day you open your doors for business, you don't miraculously have a full schedule full of clients. You know, you have to build your client base over a period of time. So certainly in that initial, when I initially started my business, it was financially tough. But not once did I ever feel that I wanted to throw in the towel, because I truly believe in what I'm doing. I believe that my business is completely aligned with my core values. I believe ultimately that my skills and my experiences enable me to provide a service, and you know, it's something that's a little bit unique. The fact that I can help my clients more holistically in terms of my qualification in psychology, my qualification and experience in personal training, and also the nutritional guidance that I can give them, because I'm now studying nutritional medicine and I'm coming quite close to being a qualified nutritionist as well. So I believe ultimately in my long-term vision of being able to help my clients holistically. And certainly in terms of the lifestyle that I'm wanting to create for myself and my little boy, you know, I've never felt that I've wanted to throw in the towel, and I'm prepared to push past and work through any of those hardships for the greater good, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah. So what kept you putting one foot in front of another? Did you have that big vision, or was it just out of necessity, or for your son?
It's probably been a combination of all three. Yes, I do have that big vision because, look, Leanne, I see the television programs like The Biggest Loser and all of those sorts of things, and I really cringe. And having come from a lifestyle where, you know, I've been overweight that many times in the past, you know, I've hit over, you know, I think up to about 115 kilos, probably up to three times in my life. I know what it's like to have those kinds of challenges in your life, those health challenges. And I see these programs like The Biggest Loser, and they make me cringe. I don't believe it really sets up a realistic kind of goal for people to strive for. I think ultimately it really sets a lot of people up for failure because they watch these programs and they think, oh, you know, I can just, you know, shred my fat through, you know, cutting calories and exercising, you know, 6 hours a day and those sorts of things. And it's just not realistic. And I don't think that in terms of your mental well-being, those programs are of any benefit. So my big vision would be to, I guess, cut through any of those unrealistic expectations that people do acquire from watching programs like that. Because if you want to achieve the long-term sustainable outcomes, that's not the approach to take. It's a very different approach in terms of maintaining those long-term lifestyle changes. So my big vision is to basically smash any of those Biggest Loser kinds of concepts and try to reprogram people's behaviors in a way that they can achieve the long-term sustainable lifestyle outcomes. Obviously, I also do have, you know, more immediate needs in terms of, yes, I want to have a nice lifestyle for my son as well. So of course that's also driving it as well. But yeah, so yes, a combination between the big vision as well as creating a good life for myself and my son.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Creating that lifestyle so that we can have those exciting things in our lives. We can have fun and really enjoy what we're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, my little boy and I, you know, the opportunity to go and do fun things together, like, you know, going swimming or camping or going and having our flying trapeze lessons and those sorts of things, you know. If I was still overweight and you know, still making the poor lifestyle choices, I wouldn't have the capacity to do that. So, you know, and working in your own business and being able to schedule your work around your responsibilities and priorities, like you know, my little boy and school hours and all of those sorts of things. You know, when you run your own business, you have the, I guess, the freedom to be able to do that as well.
So what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Wow. I absolutely love what I do. And I love meeting such an amazing variety of women. I work primarily with women. And they, each and every one of them, you know, they're so unique, and they motivate me and inspire me in so many different ways. So the thought about being able to continue to meet new people and not only be inspired and motivated by them, but also the ability to inspire and motivate them myself is exciting. I've been encouraged to, you know, develop a range of publications and products or services that I can deliver online. So that is something that I'm looking forward to doing in the future. And through the connections that I've made in my work, I've also started to step out and do a little bit of public speaking, which is, it's very nerve-wracking, but it's also really exciting at the same time. And being able to, I guess, touch people in large groups is something that I would ultimately like to do as well. So I'd like to work more in that public speaking space as well. So that's a bit, you know, as I say, although it's nerve-wracking, that's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot more of that in the future as well.
Yeah, I love it. Sounds very exciting.
Very exciting. Very nerve-wracking.
All right, let's have a change of pace and do a speed round.
All right.
Here we go. What's your favourite book?
Okay, I thought about this one. Would have to be The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, there's a special connection there with my little boy, obviously. But I think there's a very important lesson to be learnt as an adult as well, in terms of, you know, it was the one nice green leaf. It was the healthy food that made the caterpillar feel better. And, you know, it's the caterpillar blossomed into a beautiful butterfly. So I think that's got some great life lessons for children and adults.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So a mentor figure that helped you the most?
I would have to say there are two amazing women who I have taken on as mentors, or at least would like to, you know, acknowledge them in where I now am. One is a previous CEO of mine who obviously saw some good attributes in me and encouraged me to work my way into more senior management roles, and also a business coach of mine who has given me more of the actual practical skills in order to get my business up and running as well.
Yeah, it's important to have those mentor figures, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you have a daily ritual that works best for you?
I do. So my little boy and I, we have our breakfast. I walk him to school every morning, and then I go to the gym. So, you know, having that time with my little boy and then having that time for me to focus on, I mean, it's my self-care time. And, you know, we do that first thing in the morning, and then I can launch into the rest of my day and be that person that my clients need me to be.
What about a favorite food?
I love good, clean eating, but I will say I am a bit of a sucker for roast pork.
Oh, roast pork.
Roast pork, love it.
The biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change?
Look, I would have to say follow your heart. Trust your gut, believe in yourself, and draw upon the experiences and advice of those around you as well. So don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Definitely.
And just one last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell my former self and my younger self to find some balance in your life and look after yourself. Life doesn't have to be one of absolute extremes. There are actually no prizes for extreme and reckless partying. There are no prizes for being a workaholic. Put yourself first and look after yourself. That would be my message to my former self.
Oh, fantastic. So thanks so much for your valuable time today, Cherie.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and where we'll end it there?
My website is www.cherierivers.com. And there is also my Facebook page, Cherie Rivers Wellness Coach, and also on Instagram, Cherie Rivers Wellness Coach.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Cherie, for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Leanne. It's been great to have a chat with you, and I hope all your listeners actually get something out of this conversation.
I'm sure they will. Lots of gold.
Thank you, Leanne.
Well, Igniters, I trust you enjoyed the amazing Cherie story. If you would like to contact Cherie, go to her website, CherieRivers.com, or Facebook and Instagram pages, Cherie Rivers Wellness Coach. Don't forget, if you would like more information about this podcast or myself, go to ignitepodcast.com.